Hare Krishna. Well, I'd like to thank devotees who donated towards our Cross Balaton Marathon Swim, which took place on Sunday. This was really advertised mostly for Hungarian devotees, but it did come across to English speakers and non-Hungarian speakers. It was a real exciting journey. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I'd like to thank those who did donate. We really exceeded our expectations. I never thought that we'd get beyond our target of $10,000 for the printing of the Arabian or Arabian language first canto. So thank you very much to those who contributed to that. It's really going to make a difference to a lot of people's lives. The other thing, of course, which I'm going to mention, which is of more relevance to English speakers and especially devotees in the UK, is the Thames Marathon. And that's a 14-kilometer swim down the Thames. That's quite exciting. Just to add to the excitement, I'm trying to get a wasp out of the room here, but he doesn't want to go out. But let me tell you a little about the Balaton Marathon. The Balaton is the biggest lake in Hungary, one of the biggest lakes in Europe. It's a fantastic tourist spot. So many people come to Krishna Valley from there, especially on cooler days. So there's an annual organized swim across the Balaton in which usually about 10,000 people take part. This year it was 12,000 people. You have to register, you have to pay in advance. Extremely well organized. And at the place where you swim, it's 5.2 kilometers across. So I decided to do that in order to do a fundraiser that devotees give a 1,000 forint. You can look that up, how much that is per kilometer. And in that way, we raise some funds for the BBT publication of the Arabian Bhagavatam, first canto. And for me, 5 kilometers is not an unusual distance. I've swam it many times. Take note, in a swimming pool, I've done it along the Jalangi, but then the Jalangi is also a swimming pool. It's the most wonderful swim that I ever do. But so back to Balaton, I took my full body swimsuit. I have two. I have a thin one, which is for water above 20 degrees Celsius. And then I have a thick one, which goes down to, I don't know, about 12 degrees or maybe even colder. Both of them are sort of rubber, and they float. And that's an important point to note, that they float, which is good when you're swimming the type of swim that the suits are designed for, which is swimming freestyle. But my experience, especially in the Jalangi, because I swam there all winter long also, with the thick one that I have, is that you can't swim freestyle. It just lifts your legs out of the water because the suit floats. So when you're freestyle swimming on top of the water, it just lifts the legs out of the water and it lifts your head out of the water. So very uncomfortable and you go nowhere. In any case, when we came to the Balaton swim, I took the thin one just so that I don't chill, although the water temperature wasn't that cold, but that really doesn't make for my bodily constitution. Even if the water is 25, 26 degrees, still after 2.5 hours swim, my body ends up being that temperature. And I chill through and through. Okay, so we got there. We had about another 15 devotees swimming from Krishna Valley, from Budapest, from Debrecen, and other centers around the country. It was really fun. We assembled there. I was in the suit, and I got a VIP treatment, being the head of the Krishna Consciousness Movement and also being 75 years old. I wasn't the only elderly person. The oldest one I heard was 86. Congratulations to him. And my plan was that I would swim freestyle across. It would be faster and, as I said, in keeping with what the suit is designed for. Although this thin suit, it is said that you can also swim freestyle in it, breaststroke in it. But when I tried that in the swimming pool, I had the same problem as with the thick one. So for me, it was just another suit that I swim freestyle in. Just as we arrived, Devaprasad Prabhu gave me a new mask that he'd purchased. So I decided, as we'll see later on, mistakenly, that I will try it out. It was an experience that when you're doing something, of course, not just a sport effort, but any effort, use things that you've used before and that have been successful before. Don't use anything new, no matter how good it looks. And these goggles looked great. Anyway, we got the fast track treatment, and we had to explain that all of these other 15 bodyguards were also there to help me swim. And we had a short interview and then got in the water and started swimming. Okay, now, you know, contrary to all of the assurances that I had from devotees that today's swim was going to be just a breeze and I'm going to be able to, it'll be mirror smooth. Well, it wasn't mirror smooth. It was wavy. There were a lot of waves. The Balaton was just really quite angry. And so that was one challenge, not something that was so much a disturbance, but it became a disturbance because it caused these new goggles after just a few hundred meters to leak. I tried getting rid of it once, readjusting the traps, straps once, twice, third time. I just gave the goggles to Dayalu Prabhu, who was swimming with one of these balloons that go along the water and that have compartments in it for drinks people take with them. Anyway, I gave it to him. He put it away, so I was swimming without glasses. He was meant to be my reference. When I swim freestyle, I'm not looking ahead, I'm looking to the side, so where am I going? And he was meant to be my reference, but the waves were so big, I couldn't really see him when I'm swimming freestyle. So I don't know where I'm going. And as it turned out, neither did he. And we got really blown off course. There was a line of boats that were anchored at 50-meter distance from one side to the other. It was very good. The only problem was that they were to my right, and I am turning to my left, So I don't see those boats, and you weren't allowed to go on the other side. So the boats aren't any reference. I have no frame of reference. The only way I could do that is I have to swim breaststroke, which is, I guess in one sense, my best stroke. In theory, I could swim endlessly breaststroke. But, you know, swimming breaststroke in this suit wasn't an easy thing. So I had to learn, all right, how am I going to do it? Well, I can't just be straight out because my legs do kick. So what I had to do was swim like a frog. If you've seen frogs swim, they're sort of, well, especially when they float, their legs are at like a 45-degree angle. And that's how I was swimming. I was swimming at a 45-degree angle. And sort of to avoid the waves, I spent most of my time under the waves. I was swimming underwater. It was a challenge. It was very interesting. Anyway, in due course of time, I learned how to swim with this suit. And I was swimming like that. I swam breaststroke, but with no glasses on. Then, you know, after a certain time, my eyes just became very blurry, and even my eyelashes started hanging into my eyes. So I just swam with eyes closed, and every once in a while I opened them to make sure I was going in the right direction. And we got there, whereas I figured it would take between 2 and 2.5 hours to do freestyle. It took us 3 hours, 10 minutes. But we did get to the other side. We did a couple of interviews on the other side as to why we were doing this and so on. And then we came back here to the farm for a bit of a feast. So that was the adventure. It may not sound too adventurous, but when you're in the middle of this lake and you can't see either one side or the other, and these big waves are crashing on you, although it was a real experience, I would have preferred to have the real experience with a good set of glasses. Of course, devotees offered for me to put on their glasses, but I wasn't going to experiment, what to speak of, deprive others. And either not have the suit on and just get chilled or really be a little more experienced in what the suit manufacturers mean, swimming their type of breaststroke. Will I do it next year? Well, I'll definitely think about it. It was very successful in terms of a fundraiser. Now, I didn't consider that this was going to be a challenge, this Balaton swim. And fighting with waves was very interesting because, yesterday I was so tired. Any case, here we are. The next challenge, which I consider is going to be a real challenge, is swimming 14 kilometers down the Thames, 13, 14, something like that. This is going to be the Thames Marathon that's on the 11th of August. And, well, the links are up. They're available for devotees who want to help sponsor that. You can look at the links and I'll give you the information. We're asking everyone if they want to donate £5 per kilometer. And that'll be an interesting swim. Number one is because the Thames at the present time is 17 to 18 degrees, so it's cold. There aren't going to be any big waves like in the Balaton, which is 70 kilometers wide, long, and that's where the wind was coming from. But it's cold. 14 kilometers is a good distance, something I don't think I've ever swam that length before. I'm going to have to put the thick swimsuit on for that kind of temperature, especially swimming 5-6 hours. Even with the suit, I expect to get chilled. And that means I will definitely be forced to swim freestyle, which is fine with me. I'm ready for that. I've done 10 kilometers in the pool. I'm going to shoot for a 15 kilometers before that. But I have to have a frame of reference, and I'm going to have to lift my head up and look forward every 4 or 5 strokes, or I can use the left bank of the Thames as my reference. I won't know until I get there. I may try swimming a day or two before in the Thames to see how that works out. In any case, we're continuing with our fundraising, and devotees want to help where the link is here, and I'll report on the 12th or the 13th how things went. I expect it to be quite exciting. It may not sound so exciting to you listening here, but it's very exciting when you're in the water in a swimsuit. And this time I won't have any devotees swimming around me. It'll be an exciting event, a challenge for bringing about this opportunity for Arab-speaking world to connect with the Srimad Bhagavatam and have the opportunity to read the ultimate conclusion of spiritual practice and bhakti yoga. Anyway, thank you very much. We'll be in touch on this, and Hare Krishna.